So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio. Always 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Hey, YouTube. YouTube folks could see my Nick Nurse hat today. Did it to be annoying.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, he's got his own logo.
I knew the NN looked familiar. I did not put it together with the Nick Nurse thing.
When they hired him, I was like, I got to get one of those dumb Nick Nurse hats, and they're all sold out. But rights regulation
are
found.
The streets,
oh
man.
Yeah, people are dying to represent Nick Nurse in the streets.
Exactly right.
Today's show is sponsored by the Chesapeake Inn, Restaurant, and Marina. Tomorrow, we're doing the show there from the Chesapeake Inn, Restaurant, and Marina. It's in Chesapeake City, Maryland. I've heard it's great. That is what Hugh and Joe G said. So we'll be there tomorrow, ChesapeakeInn.com, for more details. Jack, hit it.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today is the five most questionable things I saw from WIP hosts this weekend.
Starting at
number five, we take it back to Friday. Now, not a WIP host, but he's a producer.
Okay.
I just need people to take a trip down memory lane to the performance by Justin D'Orazio on Friday.
It was the worst performance by a producer in the history of the radio show.
But also memorable.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, you guys naming the headlines here at WIP, which is what you gotta do.
He sure did. He did... It's as bad a job you can do without letting a curse word on the air dead air.
Well, you know? He almost did when he played Squabble Up, which I'm sure he had to get off YouTube real quick.
Yeah, because
there
was yelling
a commercial
at him.
Before him. Yeah. So it started with this tense back and forth early in the show after his first mistake of the day.
Justin, does your mic work?
Yeah, what's up?
I just want I want you to make sure that you're telling them no speakerphones when we pick up the phone.
You think that I don't tell them that?
Well,
they also have like minds of their own, and then they also put it back on speakerphone.
Wow!
After I put them on hold.
Ripping the listeners.
Oh wow! So you're blaming them rather than saying, "Okay, my bad." No Donovan Chesspad here.
No Donovan Chesspad. I've been doing this for 2 years. I know the rules.
Oh, two whole years. Oh, wow!
Whoa, Chesty D'Orazio.
Yeah, far be it from me to talk to somebody who's done this for 2 years.
I know what to tell them.
Okay,
I love it.
Wow.
I love it.
Well.
It's Friday.
Well, you know what? I don't know.
Wow. Turns out he's really only been doing it for 22 months.
Oh, really? That's not 2 years. And it went downhill from there. Right
it did.
There.
He played Squabble Up at 5 o'clock.
No, he played
Creed at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
He did the text line at 5:20 out of nowhere.
Yeah, just while we were talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
Now, he did play a lot of Jolly Drops, which we appreciate.
He did. Well, he was trying to make up for. He was like, it was like you backed in a corner. He was just like,
right.
You know, trying to fight his way out of it.
But Chesty D'Orazio,
he's been doing it 2 whole years.
The fourth most questionable thing I saw from a WIP host this weekend is that the camera's not here because he's at a college reunion.
I've never even heard of a college reunion.
Who the hell goes to a college reunion? You don't know that many people from college.
Yeah, like...
You know 10 people, maybe.
Yeah, you go to a reunion, what are there, 10,000 people there? Who's going to a college reunion?
10,000.
Yeah.
There could be. I mean, listen, like, high school you get. You go to elementary school, middle school, high school.
Right.
College, you're there for 4 years, and there's 10,000 people in your grade.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And how long has he been out of college? How
25 years.
Okay.
25 wow. years.
You know what? He's saying reunion. He just went to.
He just wanted to go back to school.
Yeah. Well, he just went with his four friends from high school or from college.
From college.
Yeah. They
just met back for the weekend.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on at Fairfield?
Nothing. And here's the other thing. It's like, who does he think he is? Like, what do you think? Is Mr. But you think he was Mr. College? Like, you know, he's doing keg stands. I mean, he's probably at the library till midnight on Fridays.
Well,
oh, you don't think Joe was a wild man?
No. I don't think Joe was a wild man.
He was probably in his dorm room watching West Wing.
Yeah.
How many times was he alone in his hotel room with his cell phone? This is his best week. There it is.
Yep. That's why he goes on these trips.
Yep.
A different spot.
A little private time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have enough private time.
Yeah, well.
He's got no responsibilities.
Yep.
The third most questionable thing I saw from a WIP host this weekend is Broads is watching Jalen Hurts highlights to get motivated in the gym.
Dude.
I mean, it's just sickening.
It was.
That's dedication.
And then we got that ridiculous picture of him making his YouTube face with the highlights behind him.
What highlights?
Can you imagine? Like, you're at the gym, and the guy before you is on a machine, and the reason that he's not off the machine yet is because he's sitting on the machine watching Jalen Hurts highlights on his phone. So, come on, bro. Grow up a little bit.
That's dedication.
Yeah, I guess. And he's got to tweet us about it.
Yeah. Gotta let everyone know. Yeah. Please like my tweet. Please like my tweet.
Oh, I love Jalen. Oh.
And it's about time he's working out, because he came in here out of breath.
Yep.
From simply walking down the hall.
Yep. Wow. Embarrassing.
Wow.
The second most questionable thing that I saw from WIP hosts this weekend is the Go Birds show doing the top 10 Philadelphia list on Saturday. I mean.
And they did a top 10. Dude.
Just shameless.
Yes.
Elliot and Seltzer.
The minor league show.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I have an idea. Top 10. Or
what
I guess
do you mean? What do you mean? Top 10. It's just like, we're just trying to.
Yeah.
Top 10, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a joke.
Yeah. Dude, I saw it pop up in my feed. I almost threw my phone. It popped up in my podcast feed. Which, by the way, I don't even want to listen to Go Birds Radio. All I want to listen to is Elliot's Go Birds Daily or whatever. And I saw it pop up, the top 10 athletes in Philadelphia right now. Where'd you get that idea, dummies? It's top 11. If you're going to steal our idea, at least say top 11.
Is this week.
You can do vote our idea.
At 94wip.com/vote. It was disgusting.
You can't do 2 hours of Eagles content and leave our topic alone?
Right. And you know, Elliot, that's the most disappointing part. He's a part of this show.
Yes.
Well, I know, he's the one who wanted to do the list.
I'm sure.
I guarantee you.
Oh, you think?
You know, yes. He couldn't wait to get his top 10 list.
Yeah, because he wants to get his list
out
first.
Oh, his dumb list.
He's always been a premature guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, come on, man. The shoe fits.
Tiny shoe.
Very tiny. So disappointing from the Go Bird show, as always. But the number one most questionable thing I saw from a WIP host this weekend is Hugh Douglas.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Are we okay? You guys are in a good place.
No, we're good. No. He tweeted, wait, .. Why did I leave Atlanta? I mean,
is
that what he tweeted?
In my head, he's doing the tomahawk chop, you know, with the Braves hat on, thinking about Kyle Pitts' breakout year for his Falcons.
Yeah.
Wow.
He got an Ilya Kovalchuk jersey for the Thrashers. Yep.
I mean,
come on, wait, why did I leave Atlanta?
Wow. Why did I leave Atlanta?
I know he's probably looking at some, pretty girl or something. But
well, I guarantee you that was part of it.
It was probably the reason. I would say it was probably the reason.
He's also insulting Philly girls. There's good-looking girls up here.
Of course.
I have only noticed my wife, but aside from, I'm sure there are others.
Yeah, Hugh loved you back in 2002.
Yeah.
Come on, man. He's not getting that kind of love in Atlanta
with that accent. Yeah, no.
With that accent.
Wow.
Why did I leave Atlanta? I mean, are we not all family here?
That's a tough one.
Get out of here then, Hugh.
If you don't like it.
Yeah. It could be Jillio and Kyle.
Get out of here.
Yeah. They could have DeRozio produce the show.
He's been doing it for 2 years.
Yep.
Well, it's because he got held accountable one time with the defense of luxury, and now he's looking to skirt.
Yep.
He's looking to get out of town.
Down in Atlanta where they barely care what you say,
That's true.
Come on, man. That's really disappointing from you. I didn't see that tweet from him.
I did not see that either.
I saw a lot of tweets from him, but I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA. There it is. 5 o'clock hour always. GUIDA.com. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
I wanted to touch on this CJ thing. Hold on. Apparently,
please put
right,
your seatbelt on or something. What is that?
Close the door.
I'm good. So apparently CJ doesn't want to accept the Eagles' professionalism and then not exposing him for the, you know, the purposes of him being not here any longer. He's keep trying to – they're trying to show that it's, you know – business as usual, we get it was over the cap, whatever, whatever.
Right.
He keeps saying, well, damn it, I'm here to tell you, yeah, it was personal, okay? When he went on that dude's podcast and let everybody in the world know that the cigars that he was smoking on that float with the owner was stuffed with weed, okay, that got your ass up out of here, okay? That was information. That was too much information, you know, publicly.
Yeah.
You know, there was no need for it. And then he said some other stuff about some women and all this other stuff. To me, that's questionable as well. And I think Jeffrey Lurie pretty much had enough. You know what I'm saying? And said, let's just, you know, because it's not just CJ, because that's contaminated. You know, you can affect other players on the team with that type of shenanigans and all that. And I think the organization just wanted to rid themselves of that situation and move forward, you know. But he keeps on bringing it back. You know, so I'm hoping everybody get the memo. It was not, you know, yeah, it's like CJ said, it was personal. And so, yeah, but the personal was on his part.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, and they're never going to say anything back to him. You know, he could say this forever. It's not going to matter. They don't care. I don't think they care all that much anymore. He does seem hurt by it, you know. But this is his personality, right? He doesn't shut up. This is exactly how he is.
That's true.
And I just want to, and on my way out the door,
mm-hmm.
Spike, I don't know what type of tennis balls y'all playing up in there with Ike and everything, and you telling him Jalen Carter and Jordan Mailata did more than Jalen Hurts, bro.
I said they had better seasons.
Right, and without Jalen Hurts, there is no Jordan Mailata or no damn Jalen Carter having no better season, okay?
So without Jalen Hurts, there's no Jalen Carter? What are you talking about?
No, I said the success that he enjoyed this year. Without Jalen Hurts playing the way that he played, there is no Jordan Mailata having the season he had or Jalen Carter having the season he had.
Jalen Carter's performance is completely independent of Jalen Hurts' performance.
And they wouldn't be in the Super Bowl if it wasn't for Jalen Carter.
Hello, McFly. Accomplishments. He won the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl.
That the Eagles would have won that Super Bowl without Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Sure.
No.
Yes.
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 Come on, man.
The defense was the MVP of the game until the dagger.
I don't know what the hell going on up in that damn studio. You know what it is? I ain't been up there in a while, so damn it, get my pass. Get
okay.
my neck.
No,
get
no,
his
neck,
no.
We'll
get
for
ready.
Justin.
He's coming back.
No, no. I don't need you to do that.
You know, guys, man, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Every now and then, the OG got to step up in there and set things straight. And Spike, don't think you evaded our little debate, okay, by telling Rod, hey, let's make it a station thing where everybody debate. No. I originated the damn debate, and it was supposed to be me and you, punk ass, and Ike was supposed to be the moderator, and Jack, you could have helped him if you wanted to. Yeah.
That never happened.
I don't know.
That is totally made up.
Fake conversation.
Made up, made up, made up, made up.
Yep. Never happened.
Thank you for the call. Total liar.
He is the biggest liar we've ever had.
Tell him with a straight face, too.
How he passed the lie detector day is still beyond me.
But he did.
Yeah, him and Elliot are just...
And Rod. Rod's a huge liar.
Well, Rod failed the lie detector test. Yeah, he failed.
Now, Elliot and OG, was it inconclusive or?
Elliot was all inconclusive.
You couldn't get one thing tied down with Elliot. Yep. Professionals.
Yep.
Could not get him.
Guy that worked with police.
Yeah. We might need Elliot to commit a crime. And see
if he can pass the lie detector.
Get his way out of it.
I just want them to ask him. I want him to definitely eat breakfast, and then I want them to ask him, did you eat breakfast? And see if he can lie through it. Big A in West Philly. What's up, Big Aaron?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Now, do I sound young now? Because I'm in the car now. I usually be in the truck.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, you still sound pretty old.
Yeah, you sound old as heck.
I didn't say anything. They're on you. I didn't even say anything.
Spike. My fault. Spike. Spike's the one I'm talking to.
Yep.
I mean, your name sounds.
They do. It sounds like.
Wow. So you're already you're forgetting who you're talking to? You sound pretty old.
Yeah, it sounds like an old guy.
Spike, I can Fritz. I know the show I'm calling.
Yep.
There you go.
I get y'all too mixed up because y'all don't sound alike.
No.
You look alike, though.
Yeah. Twins.
I saw y'all on YouTube, man.
Yeah.
I got some critiquing, man, but I ain't going to talk about it.
Oh, really?
No, you can talk about it.
Yeah. What is our critiquing?
Go right ahead.
Spike, lay out your damn hair when you got your hat on. You're always playing in your damn hair, taking your hat off. All right.
Am I?
I don't know. I don't notice it.
Sometimes I take my hat off. It's a long time to have a hat on.
The episode I seen you in, you had a hat on. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't see it all the time.
Okay.
I'm going to start doing it. And Jack, you back there like you doing a damn orchestra with your hands, man. Got your hands.
I turn into a hand movement guy, honestly. Bro.
Yeah.
That's because you see us. I'm we like, talk with our hands.
Yeah,
I definitely
hands.
Talk with my hands.
And then Ike was the only cool one, just sitting there.
Oh, yeah. Ike's the freaking best.
Oh, yeah. Shocker.
We get it. Oh, my God.
He made the show.
Copy off of Ike. Yeah. Oh. Be more like Ike up in that joint. I will say get an Ike juice, but you know, man, I don't even know what that means. I just heard that.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like you've been having a lot of Ike juice.
It's like everyone else. Like, Spike, you got whatever. Jack, you suck. Ike, you're the best, man. You get it.
Hey, yo, can the Phillies bring up some young players, man?
They brought up Otto Kemp.
I mean, why do we got to keep seeing these bums? They're bums. Marsh is a bum. All right? He's a bum. He stinks. They shouldn't have never traded for him and traded that catcher. That's like, oh, damn near all-star catcher for the team out there. They get to be traded for him. See, that's why they playing Marsh. So it ain't look like a bad trade. It was a bad trade.
Jack, your
Marsh
thoughts?
Stinks. All right? And then who's a Bone? It's time to get him out of there, too. Time to get Alec Bone out of there, too.
Yep.
Time to get him out of there, even though he had like 99 RBIs.
Nah, it's fake. It's all good.
Put him in a good position.
I want to see some young cats up here. Now, Jack, why don't they bring young people up there to play ball?
Yeah, Jack.
Why take so long for them to get up there?
Crawford could be up soon. That's about it, though. I mean,
you was just saying, you ain't want Crawford up.
Crawford's fine. I think that everyone's like, oh, he's hitting 340. That means he's like a great hitter. I'm saying he hits a lot of ground balls. Are they going to translate the big league level? That's a fair question. But if it keeps going badly, he'll be up here. And he's hurt right now.
He's hurt?
Yes, he's got a quad injury.
Oh, damn. I didn't know he was hurt.
Man. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. You got a favorite movie from the
2000s? Oh, yeah. Gladiator, baby.
Yeah, right there in 2000.
Gladiator, great movie, man.
Great movie. And by the way, the winner of Next Question Today will get a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina, where we're doing our show tomorrow. Shy in Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's going on?
What's up, Shy?
What up, Shy?
Brutal stretch for our Phillies.
Yeah, it sucks. It's like the biggest bummer for me, Shy, is that if the Phillies stink, it kind of ruins the summer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I look forward to. I mean, I'm kind of sitting around all day. When I'm at work, I watch the game, you know. But anyways, I just had like a few complaints about the top 11 list.
It's not even out yet.
Go ahead and complain about it, yes.
From last year?
Yeah, the list from last year.
Okay, well, I hope we don't make repeats, because I hope Bryce Harper's not number one on the list. And the issue I have with a baseball player being number one on the list is it's the least athletic sport out of the big four.
Wow.
So are we using the term athletes as in like...
Oh, let's not do this stupid thing where it's like, are we talking about the actual athletes? No,
we're not talking about how athletic they are. We're talking about how good they are at their sport.
Well, either way, I don't know if I'm putting Bryce Harper first, even from last year.
Well, he's not going
to
be first.
You don't have to worry. I don't think he's going to be first this year.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't think he'll be first this year. But what I hope to see is a flyer on there. And I think you guys know who I'm talking about.
Michko.
Yeah, the only flyer we know. Yeah. Konechny gets it. Well, do you think Michkov, see, this is the issue, and you can vote at 94wip.com/top11, is actually getting him on the list, being honest about it. It gets tough.
I think that's being honest.
No. Okay. Do we think, all right, let me just go through a quick exercise with you. Do we think he's better than A.J. Brown?
What?
Do we think he's better than A.J. Brown?
No.
Okay, Saquon.
No.
Lane Johnson.
No.
Jordan Mailata.
Come
on.
Maybe.
Oh, stop.
Maybe. I mean, you already have Lane on there. I get you. Probably you're keeping Mailata, but I'm taking Nola off. I'm taking Suarez off. I'm not putting Max on there yet.
Okay.
All right.
So you think, you think Michkov is better than Maxi? What has Michkov gotten that Maxi hasn't done?
I think Michkov, you'll get more out of him soon than you will with Maxie.
I don't know. Sounds like a desperate Flyers guy to me.
I barely watch the Flyers by myself.
All right.
Sounds like a good guy to give our Michkov picks.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, for next question, you got your favorite movie from the 2000s?
I was going to say The Town, but that came out in 2011. Oh. I'm going to say Borat.
Oh.
That's a great movie.
Oh, you like
Borat? That's a good movie.
I like Borat. You like Borat?
Yeah, what's your issue with Borat?
I just didn't think it was funny. Sacha Baron Cohen.
A little overrated.
Yeah. What was the other movie he did like 5 or 6 years ago?
What was the other one?
He did another one
he
that
did.
I saw.
That's where the Giuliani thing came from, right?
Yes. Yeah. I don't. Borat was fine. I didn't. It didn't hit me like I think it hit other people.
And he was What's the rapper?
Oh, right.
Ali something?
Ali G.
Ali G. It's kind of funny. He's a funny guy. Sacha Baron Cohen's a funny guy.
Hey, remember you sat on Justin Timberlake's face?
No.
Don't remember that one.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
He did it to somebody at an award show.
Justin Timberlake just let it happen?
No. I mean, he came flying in on these.
Oh.
And it was, you know who it might have? It might have been Eminem.
Oh, my God. There's no way Eminem had a good sense of humor about that.
I think he let it happen. Yeah, you can look it up. It's on YouTube somewhere.
215-592-9494. Coming up next.
Everything on YouTube.
I'll type in the work computer. Ali G sits on Eminem's face.
Yeah. Do it on Morgenstein's computer.
He came in as Borat.
Do it on Morgenstein's computer. We will get you ready for the fills next. We have leading off coming up. We have the text line. You as well, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.